Hello, and welcome to WoW Add-ons, special edition audio podcast number one. That's right, we're putting out an audio podcast, and we wanted to do so today because we're actually going to be introducing a new cast member. He was on before in our show. Of course, this is Eno. So, Eno, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Woman.
That's right. Like I said, he's going to be joining us from here on out, so we wanted to put out a special episode first introducing Eno, which I just did, but we're also going to go in-depth and ask him a few questions about his impressions on the game, what he'd like to bring to the show, different things like that, and since we all managed to get a copy of The Burning Crusade, we're also going to talk about that a little bit later on. So let's start the rigorous questions with Lorem.
All right, Eno, how long have you been playing WoW exactly?
Since December of 2004.
So, almost the full 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you, of course, have Burning Crusade.
Yes.
And how long have you been using add-ons?
Since the first time I actually watched your, I think it was the second episode of WoW Add-ons on the podcast.
Oh, well, I guess we should feel loved, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, how did you actually hear about the WoW Add-ons podcast? Did you hear about it from the instance spot that we had there?
Mm-hmm. I had been listening to the instance for a little bit before that, and then they gave a spot for you guys, and I started watching you guys. And I'm like,
Well, that's cool. That's pretty good. Glad to hear that. I think we're getting all of our co-hosts from the instance because Lorem actually started out there as well doing her bits.
Yes, she did.
I started out doing an audio send-in to them every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty good deal. So, Eno, too, wanted to let you know, what are you hoping to bring to the podcast?
Well, actually, I'm looking at doing a little bit, instead of doing the add-ons themselves, looking at the bigger add-ons, like Decursive, at Titan Panel, that I think it was Lorem looked at once before, looking more in-depth to it.
Okay, sounds good. So you're going to really dive in there. That would be good for some viewers that are looking to have those add-ons expanded on. Real quick, would like to know, you have a couple of level 60s you were telling me earlier. What classes are those?
One's a paladin, and the other one is a rogue.
Okay, so do you ever do any kind of in-game raiding with those?
No, not actually. I haven't really done any raiding. I've been just soloing.
Okay, sounds good.
That's a long way to solo.
Say again?
That's a long way to solo.
Yeah. Well, You do the instances every once in a while just to get the rep and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to cover the different add-ons that are going to do the different aspects of the gameplay. And now, with the level cap being raised to 70, are you looking to level up those characters some more then?
I've been hopping on them once in a great while, yes. But yes, I am looking to get up into the 70s.
Yeah, get out there and Outlands, see what's going on there.
I've already taken my paladin out into Outlands, but I haven't taken my rogue yet.
Ah, cool.
I've been more interested with the Blood Elves and the Draenei.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lorem, if you have any more questions for Eno there?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get right into the Burning Crusade bit then. Like I mentioned, we all were able to secure a copy. Lorem, you actually reserved yours a while out, didn't you?
Yes, and I managed to snag a collector's edition, which is very cool. I'm loving life.
Good deal. You know, what'd you manage to get?
I just got the regular vanilla.
Yeah, me too.
But I got to say, the local store nearby has a couple of copies of the collector's edition that are up for sale. I'm thinking I'm about going to get one.
Yeah, I've actually heard there are still some stores out there that are still holding copies or may actually have copies that they can just sell to the public. So you may still get out there and try and find a copy if you're looking. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Lorem, you've got your collector's edition, so you got your Netherwhelp, which the viewers will be able to check that out in the video episode they'll be following later on today when we put that out. And so have you guys had a chance to check out some of the new starting areas then, the Draenei, the Blood Elves?
Oh yeah, I've checked out both of them, and I've had a lot of fun on my Blood Elf running around, because I really love the new city there, and trying to find out glitches in it. that was what I was doing all night last night, was sitting there trying to find glitches in the new city.
And then you found the orb to the Undercity.
Yeah, on accident.
Well, hopefully you didn't go falling through the world. I personally didn't have any problems starting out in the new area, running around there for the Blood Elves, really enjoying that. When I first started playing this game, I started playing as a Night Elf, and I just really appreciated the area of Tel Dressel, their starting area. I really liked it. It was really aesthetically pleasing, and I think they've managed to even top that with the new area for the Blood Elves in the Eversong Woods, I believe it is. And then just today, I popped into Exodar there, and that's another really gorgeous area. So very aesthetically pleasing, pretty interesting what they've done. What do you guys think of some of the quests that are around in those areas?
I think they're pretty easy.
Really
easy to get started, but they're new, they're different. They definitely go with the new lore and the storylines of the Draenei and the Blood Elves.
Yeah, I thought so as well. Like you say, they kind of mix it up as well, and you definitely get a sense of with the Blood Elves how crazy they are and how much they really want to suck the mana out of people, so I'm really enjoying that. I have to say, though, being the Horde, now they have this pretty race. The only thing that throws me is I'll be running around, and then I go and hop on a bat, and the illusion's gone. It's just like I'm evil. Because I just try to run around, and I try to attack, like, undead. I'm like, oh, wait, I can't.
Yeah, now what's really funny about the Blood Elves is if you tell the jokes are making fun of the Horde. They're not making fun of the Alliance. They're making fun of the Horde in all the jokes.
They are.
Yeah, pretty funny. I'm really enjoying it. It's good stuff.
The thing I like about the Blood Elves is the mana tap and those two new talents that they've got.
Yeah, the mana tap and the Arcane Torrent that goes along with it. Yeah.
Now, I don't like those because I'm a mage and mana tap is not looking too good for me.
See? These Blood Elves, they want your mana. They're going to get you.
I know. I'm going to have to run and hide.
So it's pretty funny stuff. Have you managed to, like you said, try out any of the new instances out in Outland there, you know, since you've been out there a little bit?
Not really. I've just been running around looking at the different, looking at the scenery, enjoying the scenery.
Checking out the area.
They've outdid themselves when they come up with Outland, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, I peeped in there real quick. I was pretty impressed by it, and haven't done too much. Now, I do have another friend. He's been running around there. He's already dinged 63 so far, and he's loving the Outlands, checking it all out. But speaking of dinging, I actually read an article. There's some crazy Frenchman that dinged 70 in 28 hours. Did you guys see that at all?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen like 59 Draenei running around in Stormwind, and it's crazy. I mean, these people are not sleeping.
I know.
As much as I'd love to do that, I like my sleep and food a little bit too much to get that far so quickly.
Yeah, and I've got work.
Exactly. I mean, what's one of the tips when you log in is take everything in moderation, including World of Warcraft. Clearly, these people are just bi-stepping that altogether. Insane. But we're really liking the expansion. We're going to definitely be covering add-ons that are new with the expansion. And thankfully, all the mods that we're covering in this episode coming up, as well as a couple of the previous episodes, are still working because, like we mentioned before, the 2.03 patch was considered the Burning Crusade patch. So everything that worked with it works with the Burning Crusade. So those of you who aren't running Burning Crusade and those who are will still be able to use the add-ons that we feature. So, anybody got anything final they'd like to add?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, this is going to be the conclusion of this special edition audio episode 1, whatever you want to call it. So check out as well in the feed. We'll have episode 22 of the regular vidcast coming out soon as well. So I'm Lumen, saying so long.
I'm Lorem.
And I'm Eno.